There's less than 1 month left in the 2017 legislative session, and that means more and more lawmakers are starting to turn their attention to the state budget. The latest numbers suggest that budget writers will have close to $8 billion to work with over the next 2 years. I spoke with our political reporter Paul Boger about the revenue projection and other bills making their way through this process. Paul, thank you for being here with me. Let's get right to it. Lawmakers received some pretty good news last week.
So an independent panel of fiscal experts announced last Monday that state revenues will be roughly $96 million more than what was previously predicted. So that's going to bring the general fund up to about $8 billion during the next biennium, which covers 2018 and 2019. Lawmakers are looking at several different ways to spend this money. Of course, K-12 education is the number one priority for most lawmakers. In a statement, the governor actually backed that up, asking that lawmakers spend a majority of that money on K-12 education. Democrats, however, were somewhat disappointed. They were expecting a little bit more money, and you can see that in the number of bills they introduced that calls for new spending. And it's interesting because Republicans at the same time said that, look, you know, this new money, this additional growth, this shows that the things we worked on last session, the 2015 session, worked and that the state is growing at the right rate and we should keep on that track. In addition, lawmakers received news that there's $44 million in unspent tax money in this current biennium. And immediately after that announcement came out, there were a flurry of bills to see how they could do that. Some recommended that the money go towards K-12 education, again, a top priority for most lawmakers. However, you know, there's also a slight deficit in the state's Medicaid program, about $17 million. So Assemblyman Michael Sprinkle of Sparks recommended that money go there. There's also a big ask from the state forestry department that $7 million go towards fighting the what is pretty much an inevitable flood that's coming from the snowmelt up in the Sierras.
Recently, there was another measure that's received a lot of attention. SB 265 would have actually placed price controls on medication that treats diabetes. What happened with that?
I don't think it's any surprise that diabetes is a large problem here in Nevada. Roughly 12.5% of the state has already been diagnosed with diabetes. And by the year 2030, it's estimated that 30% of the state will have diabetes. So this is a big problem here in the Silver State. Essentially, what the bill would have done is it would have required pharmaceutical companies to show how they get to those prices and at the same time place a price control on them. That has been determined to be unconstitutional at this point, that price control. But that transparency aspect of it is still in place and has received a lot of bipartisan support at this point. Senator Giovanna Kinsella, who sponsored the bill, had this to say about it.
Inevitably, increased transparency leads to decreased costs. We are better consumers and we are better decision makers when we're equipped with information. And there's a reason that these transparency measures don't exist today. It's because at the end of the day, drug manufacturers don't want to have to disclose why there is 150% increase in cost over the last 5 years. And with this kind of information out there, not only are we better equipped as policymakers, but drug makers will also have to make the case for why these kinds of price increases happen.
And Paul, so what are we looking at for this week?
So there's less than a month left in the legislative session. That means lawmakers are really turning their attention to those budget bills. Like I mentioned, the Economic Forum. And what has been talked about the most probably at this point is the education savings accounts, the school voucher program, whatever term you prefer. They're still on the table. In an interview with reporters late last week, Assembly Minority Leader Paul Anderson said that essentially Republicans will not vote for a state budget if ESAs are not a part of it. So Democrats don't have a supermajority in either house. They need Republicans to vote on that bill. So ESAs are still on the table. There's also a move to go to a weighted student formula, which would put more money behind students with disabilities or come from poverty or even gifted students. It's making its way through the Senate, and we'll see what happens with that.
Paul Boger, thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.